It was a cold night and very dark. We didn't know what he was plotting, but we just knew that Caiaphas wanted him dead. He was causing too much trouble, stirring up the people. They thought he was the king of peace. He needed to be silenced, that Jesus of Nazareth. There was a strange light last night. As we moved under cover of darkness into that olive grove, and it didn't feel safe. So we took our torches and lanterns and weapons. His friends weren't up to much. As soon as we appeared, they melted into the darkness and ran away. They left him all alone, and he didn't put up a fight. He must have known he didn't stand a chance. He didn't look like a king, just an ordinary man. And he just went along with us, almost as if he was expecting us. It was cold, and we had to light a fire last night in the courtyard at Caiaphas's house. It seemed very dark, but there was a strange light around that man, Jesus of Nazareth. It was difficult to tell who was there because of the darkness. But then we noticed that one of his followers had sneaked in. And we challenged him. I was sure I'd seen him in the olive grove. He looked like a big, burly man, but he just crumpled and ran away in tears. It was nearly morning then, and the cock was crowing. We tried to catch him out. But all he said was that he'd been teaching openly and he had no secrets. So we gave up and sent him to Pilate. He'd break him surely, get him to admit to what he'd done. There was a strange light outside Pilate's house. We didn't go in, we just stayed outside because we didn't want to become unclean. We shouted up to Pilate on the balcony. He seemed to spend an eternity questioning that man. And we discovered later they were debating, what is truth? We just wanted him condemning to death so he could get on and go home and eat the Passover. It was still cold when Pilate came out and said for the third time, I find no basis for a charge against him. He seemed a bit frightened, and he kept calling that man the King of the Jews. We managed to stir up the crowd then, and when Pilate offered to release Jesus of Nazareth, they said, no, crucify him. We want Barabbas. He had to die. He'd committed blasphemy. He said he was the Son of God. Pilate didn't seem to understand. He kept trying to set him free. We had to threaten to report him to Caesar in the end. That was the only way we got him to see sense. There was a strange light around that carpenter when he came out, dressed in a purple robe, all bloodstained, weakened by the flogging, with a crown of thorns on his head. He was broken. He didn't even try to stand up for himself when they made fun of him. It's only what he deserved. I helped to hammer in some of the nails. They're long. They have to be long to get through everything. And then we waited. We whiled away the time by playing dice, and some of the soldiers won his tunic. It was too good to tear in half. It was all made in one piece. This was all he had, all he owned in the world. It's strange. The soldier didn't want to keep it. Not after the king of Jews had asked his friend to take his mother into his own house. He said it just didn't seem right to keep his tunic. So I got it.
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 35 kilograms. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices and in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
I heard it didn't take long. Someone told me he used to say he'd give people living water to drink, so that they never need be thirsty again. But he didn't seem able to get it himself. So we gave him a drink of wine vinegar. He was thirsty. Then they heard him say, "It is finished." And he died. They said they all felt a bit shivery after that. It's interesting who comes out of the closet once it's all over. I thought Nicodemus was one of us. But he and someone called Joseph went and got his body and put it in a new tomb. They even went to ask Pilate for it and prepared his body for burial themselves. It all had to be done rather quickly because it was nearly the Sabbath. There needs to be a stone over the entrance, just to make sure he stays there.